Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Mentioned a little while ago that it was probably the words that you didn't know. There was a couple of sayings that you didn't want to hear when you're a child, or I didn't at least. One of them was, wait till your father gets home. And the other one was, go to your room, because you knew it was going to be like purgatory. You had nothing to do and you had to sit there. Well, these days a whole lot has changed, and sending kids to their room is like a holiday. Dr. Mude from the University of South Australia, a researcher there. Dot, good morning. Was it the same for you when you were younger? If you got sent to your room, it was just, you know, there was nothing to do and it was horrible?
Definitely. I did have a few books under my pillow. So, yes.
but let's face it, things have changed a lot in ensuing years, and they've got a television, they've got a video game, they've got a computer, they've got an iPad, and really, I think a lot of kids are bucking to be sent to their room. But a study of 427 Year 5 students has given parents a guide as to the fact that the kids need to get out of the bedroom and the possibility of having the electronics taken out. What have you discovered?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, in Adelaide, we looked at about 427 grade 5 children and what they had in their bedrooms. So we looked at electronic devices, televisions, computers, video games, cell phones, but also we looked at other equipment that they had in their home, like sports equipment, bicycles, and even like swimming pools in the yard. But, particularly concerning was the amount of electronic equipment that kids had in their bedrooms.
Well, let's focus on that for 1 second. Yeah. Were you surprised about how much they actually had?
I guess it was surprising, but perhaps not really when you look at the prevalence of screens today. I've got 4 kids and... But they don't have a TV in their bedroom, but they do quite often take the laptops in or the iPads into their bedrooms, yes.
So the suggestion is, Dot, that we, if not remove all of the technology, remove a lot of the technology out of the kids' bedrooms. All I can say is good luck. How do you think that's going to go down?
Yes, it's a little bit tricky to do, isn't it? And sometimes it's very convenient for parents to have their kids on devices. I mean, I know I use it myself, so if I need some time out, I'll send them off with a screen. It works really well.
No.
But, yes. But I guess what is alarming is that the kids with these devices in their rooms do spend a lot more time on electronic devices. They have, you know, up to half an hour or 45 minutes a day more screen time than kids that don't have these devices in their bedrooms. And then that means they're having less physical activity, they're having less time to do other things like reading a book or talking with people normally. So we're concerned by that. But also that screen time is associated with a lot of bad things.
Yeah, exactly. And the list goes on and on for that. One of the things that I'm continually, well, not surprised about, but parents and grandparents will say, they'll talk to their kids or their grandkids and they'll say, oh, I've got my mate Scott or my friends, you know, Sarah, but they never actually interact with Scott or Sarah in real life. They never go down to the park and sit there and talk. They're either interacting via their phone or they're playing a video game, but they're their friends, but they never see their friends.
Yes. And I think, and then we tested this using equipment that could measure how active kids were. So, interestingly, kids that had a lot more screen time, they actually didn't have less time when they were inactive than kids that didn't have the same amount of screen time. So what that shows is that time that's sedentary or inactive, if it's the same for kids with a lot of screen time and kids without a lot of screen time, then those kids that have that screen time are actually having less sedentary time where they're doing things that aren't screen-based, you know, like perhaps reading or doing their homework or playing a musical instrument. So they're missing out on some of those more beneficial activities.
Okay, so we've discovered the electronic devices in the bedroom. Were you surprised? Have we reached a period where there is less sporting equipment around the house, whether it be a bat and a ball, whether it be, as you said, a swimming pool, a push bike, a skateboard, something like that? Are kids having less of that and more electronics?
We can't really say that from this study, but because we haven't tested, you know, previously. But kids seem to have quite a lot of sporting equipment. But what we did find was kids from lower socioeconomic area or backgrounds, with parents that earned less money or were less educated, they had actually had less of these sporting equipment in their home, and they had more of the expensive screen equipment.
Wow, you think it'd be the other way around, wouldn't you?
Exactly, yeah. So there's a bit of a socioeconomic gradient there that we found.
Okay, so what's the next step? How do we encourage parents and grandparents to take a screen or two out of the bedroom? What's your great advice? And considering you've... Okay, why don't we start with you? How are you going to go home today and break it to the kids that... got some bad news for you, kids. Take a seat and breathe in deeply.
Yes, well, I think, first of all, not all screens are evil, and we can use them in positive ways. So I think I definitely there needs to be some restriction on how long kids spend on the screen, and I think it's about 2 hours a day that's recommended. But, yeah, maybe rather than taking them completely away, just replace what, or check what they're doing and replace it for something that might be more beneficial. There's, you know, things that they can do on the screens that are good.
Yeah.
Perhaps going... I think it requires time from the parent to interact with the child and maybe find some alternate things to do. Yeah.
I think the word you're looking for is do it very, very gently. Dot, thanks so much for your time this morning and a great survey and good luck with your four children and let us know how you get on.
Yes, I might be buying some more Lego.
A few more books. Dot, have a great day.
Yeah, a few more books. Thanks.
2NUR FM 103.7.